It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Blaze Lovell brings us a story about lawsuit settlements that lawmakers are being asked to fund. Good morning, Blaze.
Morning, Catherine. Doing this by phone from the Capitol today.
Well, I know. It's a busy time, isn't it?
It's a very busy time, and it's going to be a busy time for the lawmakers while they go through some of these settlements. And, you know, they'll be considering about $1.1 million worth of settlements the state made with various parties. There was a near-school drowning, a death on a turn on the H3 on-ramp, and these are all things they'll be looking into this session, and that amount is expected to grow. And keep in mind, Catherine, this is taxpayer money that will go to pay for these settlements because there was negligence on the part of the state.
Yes, I know that bill, a lot of us, when we've covered the legislature over the years, we always look to see because, you know, interesting stories there that may not have been fleshed out early on when these things happen. So tell us about a couple of these.
So, yeah, like you said, some of these weren't fleshed out, and I think one of those was this near-school drowning, and there was an unnamed minor in this lawsuit, a special education student who was taking a summer physical education class at Kalani High School, and for whatever reason, it seems like the instructor lost sight of the student, and the student almost drowned. EMS personnel said that he could have spent between 3 and 4 minutes underwater until a student pulled him out. And lawyers are very thankful for that student who noticed the minor underwater. And, you know, Catherine, I used to be a lifeguard, so I just wanted to point this out since a reader asked. The public doesn't always know what drowning signs look like. A lot of times they see thrashing on TV and think that's what it looks like. But a couple real signs of drowning that we used to see when I lifeguarded, you know, there'd be someone trying to just keep their head above water, or maybe they're clawing at the surface. It'll kind of look like they're climbing an invisible ladder, or you might see some kicking underwater, but you won't see any thrashing usually. And that's what happened in this case, which is one of the reasons why none of the other children or instructors noticed this minor going underwater.
And this was a special needs child, right?
Yes, this was a special education student who was in that class and had planned to attend Kalani High School.
Okay, so that was a biggie. Well, what was another one?
A couple of other ones involved DOT highways. There was a case of a 16-year-old girl riding a moped with her father, who was following on a motorcycle, going around a corner. And this is a corner. It's the Likaliki on-ramp to the H3 Pearl Harbor-bound direction on the Kaneohe side. A couple of other people have died on that corner, and the state has typically lost almost all those cases or had to settle out of court. Usually it's because there wasn't signs indicating that there was a turn at the time of the crash. Another incident over on Hilo, also several lawsuits the state has had to settle on Hawaii Belt Road. Certain areas of the road are particularly prone to rock slides, which, you know, is a problem in Hawaii. In this case, a woman was returning a rental car, didn't see a boulder lying in the middle of the road, and slammed into it.
Now, the money for these settlements generally come out of the general fund, right?
Yes, they come out of the general fund, and the Department of Transportation's case, it will come straight from their department funds. And just to remind listeners, the general fund means tax dollars, and that's your tax dollars, listeners. And this is why it's something we journalists always like to highlight. Now, there are some proposals by lawmakers in the state that come up each year. This time, there's one from Senator Nishihara, who would look to take the funds directly from the department's budget, put a little bit more pressure on them to make sure that they don't get caught in these kinds of lawsuits.
All right. It'll be interesting to see how that works its way through session. But thanks so much, Blaze.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Blaze Lovell with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.